through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morena, Tim.
Kia ora.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
That was some high energy from a man who I see has been up all night battling his smoke alarm.
Yeah.
So, thanks.
You know what it is? It's because landlords now have a legal responsibility to put smoke alarms in. So what do? They buy the cheapest ones available from Bunnings. Mm-hmm. And they just... My one's just started going off in the middle of the night.
Oh my God.
And it's got a built-in battery.
What?
So it couldn't even remove the battery.
That is so annoying.
So this is happening at like 4 a.m. I was going to smash the thing with a hammer, but then I remembered in the back of my head that they've got radioactive material in them because that's how they like can detect smoke.
Oh, right.
So I just dropped it in a glass of water. But it didn't kill it.
Oh my God.
It did stop beeping, but it's still, the light is still flashing. It's been in this glass of water totally submerged for 4 hours now, and it's still kicking.
Crikey. Well, yeah. I mean, maybe there's something to be said for the longevity of it, at least.
There's something to be said for not buying the absolute cheapest product the law requires you to buy to keep your tenants safe.
This I agree with. Before we get stuck into the media, we've had a question from someone who wants to know the name of a comedian who was at the Fridge and Freezer last Wednesday, the one from Oz who played the violin. Who are we talking about?
Love that you bring this to air. That is Floyd Alexander Hunt, who is an Australian comedian who's here at the moment, and she is fantastic. Fantastic.
There you go. Hope that answered your question.
All and right. You can catch her at a gig tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Which I'm hosting at Whammy.
Nice.
At 7 o'clock, called The Fuck Around.
Love that.
And it's a great gig. A whole bunch of comedians. And Luke from Dick Move will be live drumming on stage
Amazing.
During the whole show.
Amazing.
So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, fantastic.
You can probably just Google the Fuck Around comedy show and I reckon tickies will come up.
Excellent. Well, that sounds great. What's happening in the media, Tim?
I've got good news, bad news, and bad news that I'm not allowed to call bad news because I think, I don't know, defamation or something.
Okay, exciting.
I'll start with the real grim one, which is something that people have probably heard about already. The script for They Are Us got leaked or obtained somehow by News Hub. And so there's been this semi-strategic release of stories around that. It seems like the media organisations in some ways, from what I've seen, have been kind of responsible in that they've approached the families of people who were actually victims of the mosque shooting itself in Christchurch without sharing the script, you know, publicly. They're sort of giving relevant pages to the people who are affected. And it seems horrific, like truly horrific.
Really awful, awful, awful.
The bits that have been publicly leaked include some of the dialogue where they've scripted like politicians. And I mean, look, from a craft point of view, the dialogue is terrible. But
this is not our main beef with it, though.
It is far from our main beef with it. But, you know, it's we're just looking for moments of levity in what is a very grim story.
Yeah.
It's really weird. Well, it's, I don't know, is it weird? There was a statement made by one of the film's producers in Deadline, which is a Hollywood industry paper, last month. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to read the quote. In a mirror of New Zealand's own approach during the film, the gunman is never shown and his name is never spoken. Instead, during the attack, we witness the acts of heroism and sacrifice. Now, in stark contrast to this, it seems like there is a good portion of the draft script, at least, that is dedicated to the attack itself, even though this producer was sort of giving an indication of otherwise. Sorry, I thought I had this in my notes, but I think from memory, something like 17
pages
of the 154-ish are dedicated to the attack itself.
It's a lot. What?
And they show actual, you know, deaths happening on there. In addition to that, I've also seen in the media that apparently some of the events are just completely sort of fabricated, like some of the ways that the events unfolded are not true to life. In addition to the fact that it just seems like they're so insensitively handled. And sorry, what I was referring to before, the public bits of the script that we've seen are some of the quotes from politicians. Mm. Like they've got Winston Peters in the movie saying some weird daft shit. It's just, and Simon Bridges is characterised as this villain, basically, who's like this pro-gun guy. And Henry Cook, who's a political reporter, stuff now?
I think so.
Stuff at the moment. Yeah. Was like, this seems to border on defamation. Now they've written this character.
Wow.
Like, there's probably a provision in the law to protect for, you know, a fictionalization of a real account. But that's a guy who's around, you know, it's just, the whole thing is bad. And Jacinda Ardern's been pressed about it a lot in the media, particularly Duncan Garner. I've seen her on the AM show getting a lot of questions from him. And she's directed her message, I think, at the right people. A lot of people are focusing on Rose Byrne, who's slated to portray her in the film. But Jacinda Ardern sort of loathes to dig into the actors. She's trying to direct her message at the producers of the film to, like, have a really good think about this. Because ultimately they're the ones who will determine whether this project goes ahead or not.
Have they said anything since the script was leaked?
I haven't seen a response from them. Mm.
The response from the families connected, though, is pretty clear. There's not a lot of goodwill towards this project going ahead. So
It's very, the whole thing's super awful and very strange because the...
And re-traumatising, that's a word that's being used a lot.
It just seems so goddamn needless, you know? Like, yeah, it just doesn't seem like a project that is going to go well for anyone. Anyway, moving swiftly along... this is the grey area one. Martin Devlin's back at work at NZMA.
Who's Martin Devlin?
He's a sports broadcaster who was stood down in the wake of throwing a punch at a junior colleague. The junior colleague has left NZMA and has signed an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, forbidding them from speaking about their employment at NZMA, and now they're somewhere else. And it's been reported by Stuff as well that Devlin was also in hot water employment-wise for sending quote-unquote unwanted messages to staff. And NZME received at least two official complaints about that, including one from an award-winning journalist. Shane Curry is the editor of the newsroom there, and so he's been sort of making the comments. They had an independent review, or might be in the midst of one, but they haven't released any details whatsoever about it, including even a terms of reference, so people don't even know, like, the scope of the review that was undertaken. The reason why this seems bad, like, let's just take this purely from a communications point of view, is that Martin Devlin's a guy with a track history of this kind of stuff, of, like, violent and angry outbursts. He's working with colleagues. Mm. This junior colleague has left the employment of NZME. This is not a good look, and at a minimum, I think a bit of transparency around what's happening for the public, considering that he's coming back into his seat and will be broadcasting now. Mm-hmm. Like, the absolute minimum I think that you need to do is communicate in terms of reference around what
your comms got to be good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've got to say, because ultimately this comes down to the fact that, like, there's employee safety concerns here. You know, like, there's tons of people, dozens of people who work in that building at NZME. Who work alongside Martin Devlin. So, like, anyway, that's happening.
Tim just did a big shrug for the sake of translating that to radio.
Yeah, it's when I kept walking up to those lines of, like, when a complaint will turn into legal action.
Walking backwards.
But in a little, I want to end on a good note.
Yay!
So I found a good news story.
Yay!
Māori journalists have formed a professional collective, which is going to include newsmakers from across different media, independent, mainstream, iwi-based, everything. And esteemed pros like Carol Hirschfeld and Aroha Awero have appeared to front and centre to communicate what's happening with the group. They had their first meeting on the weekend in Rānui, and it's called Kawia Te Rongo is the name of the group. They're going to be lobbying for more Māori journalists and more Māori managers working at executive levels in newsrooms around the country, because ultimately they're the ones who determine resource allocation and what stories get approved and that sort of thing. In addition to supporting, it seems like there's a particular focus on newer and younger Māori journalists coming through and guiding them and supporting them and advocating for more resources for them. So that's, I think, a cool-ass thing that's happening, and just makes me even more endeared to Carol Hirschfeld, who is, like, one of our true heroes in this country.
An absolute legend. Yeah. Thank you very much for that, Tim. And remind us again of your comedy show, when and where and what and how.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, because it's a school night, but the whole thing will be wrapped up around 9. So you can, like, see some good-ass comedy after dinner and then be home in bed, you know, get a good sleep for Friday.
Love that.
It's called The Fuck Around. It's at Whammy. Great comedians, just $20. There's like 8 comedians I'm hosting, and Luke, the drummer from Dick Move, will be accompanying us on stage.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Tim. Have a lovely rest of your Wednesday morning.
Thanks.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.